Welcome aboard the Jungle Cruise. I'll be your skipper and guide down the rivers of adventure.
We have dedicated this happy place to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America.
Let your imagination be your guide as Epcot Center proudly presents
WDW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to the WDW Radio Show, your passport to the Disney parks and more. I am your host, Lou Mangiello. This is show number 778, and I am so very excited and grateful that you are here once again this week. Because this and every week, going back to when we started this podcast in 2005, I want to help you have not just the best Disney vacation experience when you come to the parks, but I also want to bring you some of that Disney magic wherever you are here on the podcast, my weekly live video every Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, the blog, live events, weekly newsletter, and much more. Please join the community and find everything at www.radio.com. And on this week's Resort Report, we're going to look at 10-ish reasons to stay, play, and dine at Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter Resort, one of my favorites. And I'm also going to share why it's a hidden gem, I think, of the Walt Disney World Resort. Then stay tuned for our Disney Trivia Question of the Week, where you can enter for a chance to win a Disney prize package. More updates at the end of the show. You can also connect with me. I am at Lou Mangiello on social. And if you're looking for a keynote speaker for your event, conference, or to your business, I can share lessons learned from the Disney parks on customer service, leadership, and experiences. And if you're a creator, entrepreneur, or solopreneur looking to take your business, brand, or idea to the next level, you can find out some of the ways I can help you. We can work together, and about my Momentum series of events, including my workshop weekend this fall in Walt Disney World. And please don't forget to subscribe to my free weekly newsletter and updates and get a copy of my free 102 Things to Do at Walt Disney World at least once book. You can find that at wwradio.com/subscribe. And if you like what you hear on this week's show, and I hope that you do, please share the show and tell a friend. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's episode of the WDW Radio Show.
The narrow winding streets, intimate courtyards, and the iron lace balconies are authentic in every detail.
In our continuing visits to every resort, eventually, in Walt Disney World, and I think eventually all the resorts around the world, yes, I just committed myself to that, this week, we're going to dive into the heart of the bayou to explore what I think is a relatively hidden gem of the Walt Disney World Resort, Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter. And if you, like me, have ever, you know, stroll down the cobblestone streets, you know that there's something wonderful and comfortable and I think special about this place. And if you haven't, or if you have, or maybe looking for reasons to go back, this episode is just for you because we're going to share 10-ish reasons that you need to stay at Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter Resort. And it might just have you booking your next trip with Mouse Fan Travel by the time we are done. Because I think from the unique architecture that transports you right into the heart of New Orleans to the wonderful Southern hospitality, of course, the beignets, there's a lot to cover. And I think there's a lot that you're not going to want to miss, especially if you are planning your next vacation. So I think everybody has, who loves this resort, has their own special reason for loving it and wanting to go on it. And if that's you, and as we go through our list, I want to hear from you. Like, what is your favorite reason for staying at Port Orleans French Quarter? You can share your thoughts over in the clubhouse at www.radio.com/clubhouse. I'll put this question there. Or by calling the voicemail at 407-900-9391. That's 407-900-WDW1. Maybe we missed something, and maybe your favorite reason might just be the thing for somebody else to help plan their next vacation. And when I say that we are going to cover the resort in this sort of resort report, I want to welcome back the yizma to my cronk, the anger to my joy, the Edna mode to my bottom par, the Queen of Hearts to my Mad Hatter, and I think the Vanellope to my Ralph. She is, of course, Becky Mankin from Mouse Fan Travel.
Ooh, I actually like the last one, the Vanellope to Ralph. I like that one. That one kind of fits in a strange way, unlike your other, you know, anger to joy. If you actually look at anger, he looks a lot like you without, you know, the tie. If you put a tie on and then you like look straight into the camera,
because you can I'm short and have spiky hair. I'm the happiest person in the world.
Dude, seriously, the whole Queen of Hearts thing, you still haven't looked at your hair compared to her hair.
Wow.
It is a one-on-one match. We put you in the dress and it's good to go. So,
you know, it's funny,
now we're going to back up to the Vanellope.
I say these things as a joke and you clearly get very excited and emotional about this.
I'll take the Vanellope to Ralph. I think that was a perfect thing. And I've already got you all figured out about why you chose.
She's still going.
Yes.
I think you did more research on your rebuttal than you actually did on preparation for the show.
You're probably correct, but
and that's
having
not
said
helpful
that,
at all.
I know why you chose this one specifically. It's because you just want to go back to New Orleans.
I do. I love New Orleans. New Orleans is one of my favorites.
Is it New Orleans or New Orleans?
It's Nolans. It depends on who you ask, right? It's Nolans. Nola. Yeah, I've been there a number. I was there when I was a kid, driving across country with my parents. We were there during when the World's Fair was there. And I've had occasion to go back a couple of times. We did a group cruise out of New Orleans. We were there for a race weekend. I was there for an event with Imagineering a year or so ago. And we do need to plan a return visit because I think all the things I sort of talked about in the intro, the reasons why I love French Quarter are some of the reasons why I love New Orleans. It's the music and the food and the hospitality and the history and the architecture. Yes, the food is ridiculously good there. And everything that I love about New Orleans does not take place on Bourbon Street. It actually is everywhere sort of but Bourbon Street, because I think New Orleans has so very much to offer, especially if you live in America and it's easy to get to. I highly, highly recommend, adults, kids, there's a lot to do. And I think a lot to love about New Orleans. And I think for purposes of this show, I think there's a lot to love about this resort. It's why I wanted to do it. And I think there's a lot of reasons we're going to touch on that make this a unique choice among the, 20 plus on-site and even some of the Good Neighbor hotels in terms of the various Walt Disney World resorts.
Oh, yeah. The first time I went to New Orleans was New Orleans. Every time I say that, I'm going to question what the right saying is. But the first time I was there was for the WDW radio cruise. So I think we spent a couple of days there pre, which definitely was not enough. And the one thing that I loved, now I know my dark and twisty side, when we went and saw the graveyard, which I loved, which we don't see in the resort. Good, probably a good feature not to have in a vacation area. However, it was just so cool. And I loved seeing how different families express themselves and remember their loved ones. And, the music and, like you said, the food and the atmosphere and the decor. I mean, everything about that city, except for the humidity, is awesome. And I want to go. I really do want to go back and spend some quality time there.
And in the past, I have expressed my love for both the resort as well as New Orleans, including there's a lot of Disney connections to New Orleans. So if you go back to show 97, we did a very deep dive, a DSI, Disney Scene Investigation, of both Riverside as well as French Quarter resorts, going into their history and their connections. But on show 439, we did a fascinating show, I think, about Disney's both Walt Disney, the Disney parks, the Disney movies, all the different connections between and through Disney and New Orleans. And I'll link those both in the show notes. But again, it's show 97 and show 439. But Becky, for purposes of this week, rather than sort of going, through the entire resort with a fine tooth comb, I wanted to look at sort of 10 reasons that people should think about going or going back to Disney's French Quarter Resort. You are my guest, I believe, in Ladies First, and I'm wildly curious to hear what your first would be. So please, the floor is yours.
See, mine is no particular order. I have a ton of notes.
I don't think there has to be. I'm going to be all over the place.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of them will lead into others. So the 10-ish thing is probably going to be more ish than 10. However, you know, I'm going to go with one of the things that I do really appreciate about the resort, which is its size. It's not overbearing. It's easy to walk around. It's a small resort. It's made up of city streets, or seems like a really small, charming town. And you can easily get from, even if you're out in one of the far out buildings, it really isn't that far, to be able to walk to the main lobby location where the great food court is and everything that's there. I absolutely love the cozy, charming, easy to walk around size.
So I have this on my list as well. And you and I are not alone, because as a wise man once said, size matters not. Judge me by my size to you. This is actually the smallest Walt Disney World resort in terms of rooms. There's wonderfully 1,008 rooms. So in terms of on-property room size, it is very small. It is intimate. And this was very high on my list as to one of the reasons why I love it, because I think it's part of its charm. And I think its status as the smallest resort is an advantage for guests who are thinking about staying here. Again, you talked about the intimacy, the quaintness, especially like at the end of the night when most resorts start to get, they feel crowded, right? Because everybody's coming back from the parks, or in the morning, everybody's getting ready to leave. There's a sense of a cozy, quiet atmosphere and ambiance that makes this, I think, sort of almost a little bit of a peaceful retreat. I also think because of its size, it's very convenient and accessible, because no matter where your room is located within the resort, you're always a short walk away from the amenities, the pool, the dining, the transportation, which I think is an enhancement to the overall guest experiences. You know, if you stay at some other resorts, sometimes if you want to get to the main house or the buses, you might be in for a relatively, or not relatively, a very long walk. And I think because it's smaller, right? I love resorts like this. I will always take a smaller, almost more of a boutique resort over a mega resort any day, because I think the smaller scale allows for not just them to be able to do it, but almost an appreciation of the theming and the decor that's inspired by New Orleans. I think it also affords a more personalized guest experience, because there are less guests there. I think the sort of cast member to guest ratio is increased. And I think there's also less time waiting and more time enjoying your vacation. So the size is very, very, very high on my list as well.
And everything you said is so accurate. And I love the fact that, I mean, you say the word 1,008 rooms. It doesn't seem small, right? In the grand scope of things. But if you look at some of the other resorts, which really are mega resorts, and they're spread out, and like pointing out the fact that getting to one of the buses might be your morning 5,000 steps to just catch transportation, I really do like the variety of locations, the quiet locations, for it being small. There's definitely buildings that are farther out that allow you to have a little bit more of a relaxed and quiet experience, rather than being closer into the main area where you've got the food court and everything. But I absolutely love the cozy, quiet atmosphere of that small, cozy area.
Yeah, because I mean, you think about places like Disney's Animal Kingdom Lodge, depending on where you are, either in Jumbo House or Kidani, like, they should give you a medal by the time you get from your room to the main lodge, because it is. And at the end of the night, when you've got diaper bags and strollers and souvenirs and it feels like you are walking or running a marathon. So for size alone, very highly recommend. But the number one, I'm going right to my favorite reason. In addition to that I love it, and we're going to talk about some of the things as well. I have three words for you, and they are Scat Cats Club. I absolutely love it. And we did a sort of different than we normally do, like a late night-ish meet of the month a few months ago at Scat Cat. So a couple of things. If the name Scat Cat rings a bell, it should. He was a character from the Aristocats, and he was this smooth-talking, jazz-playing alley cat who befriends Duchess, voiced by, yes, Scatman Crothers, who I love, not just in The Shining, but I just dig Scatman Crothers as well. And so let's sort of go back a little bit. Scat Cats has been part of the resort since the beginning. In 2019, it actually reopened almost sort of like as a two-location venue, and the bar and the lounge moved to the space that was occupied originally by Bon for Meals restaurant, and then they introduced a new cafe area that was adjacent to the main lobby that serves coffee and these little puffy fried pieces of heaven known as beignets. So let's talk about the lounge first. It is this cool, vibrant yet very chill spot that really sort of captures the essence of some of those New Orleans jazz clubs. It's very cozy. It's very relaxing. It's very inviting. So if you want to just go in, have, in your case, Becky, an adult beverage, a non-adult beverage, a beignet, a coffee, a place to sort of just chill, you can. There's bar service there. They have obviously cocktails, beers, and lots of other beverages, great food items as well. I'll get to that in a second. And then the cafe, like you said, also serves the beignets, which are pretty darn close. It's not quite Cafe Du Monde. It's not, but it's pretty close. And depending on when you go seasonally, they have limited time offerings and seasonal specialties. If you've ever had the pumpkin spice beignets, you know how your life has changed for the better.
What?
Yes.
Wait, what?
Oh, what? I'm not kidding.
I've never had those.
Well, that's what you need. That's why you need to come and stay at a moderate resort every now and then, because that's the stuff that you get. part of it, too, is the live music and entertainment. Mm-hmm. And post-COVID, it really only happens on weekends. Hopefully, they start to expand that. We were there when they had, it might have still been the Big Easy Swag. Yeah, I think, but they sort of the jazz quartets or jazz trios come in and out, but it's super chill. It's not loud. Like, you can sit there and just listen to the music. You can have conversations. It's family friendly. It's a really, really, really nice place. Whether you're staying at the resort or not, I highly, highly recommend, whether you dig jazz or not, to go in and just check out Scat Cats.
You know, in the one item that you started with, you covered like three things that were on my list, just so that you know.
But I only talked about one place.
Well, kind of, but you didn't, because you know what?
Was it you were beignets, you were talking about Scatman Crothers?
No. The beignets alone were one big bullet item on my list, because obviously that's one of the best snack foods, but I didn't know there was a pumpkin spice one. We'll have to go back to that.
Yeah, so there's pumpkin spice ones. Becky, you'll like this. And I think they have it all the time, but they have beignets that have almost like a little plastic syringe that you can sort of inject an adult sort of complimentary beverage of your choice into the beignet itself. So for
I
you,
need that in my life. Why have you not taken me there for that? What is going on with you? Well, yikes. Now we know where we're having our next business meeting when we get back. However, when you're talking about the Scat Cat Club, which, say that 10 times fast, it gets kind of confusing, but it's an overarching piece of the live entertainment as a whole. Like you said, you were talking about just sitting there and listening to the jazz music, which I really have a huge appreciation for, just kind of having that type of atmosphere where you can still have a conversation, but you're enjoying the live entertainment around you as well. So if I can like tie that into the overall. Wait,
before you know what, I just realized the one thing I forgot to mention, and forgive me, was the lounge. The lounge actually has an amazing, almost secret bar menu, because you don't think about going there for the food, but you should. Let me just quickly go through, because I've had most of these when we were there, all in the name of research. They have loaded potato puffs, like the little like potato barrels, like little tater tots, with pulled pork and beer cheese sauce. They have Mardi Gras fritters with pimento cheese fritters and pepper jelly.
I've had
Bayou
those.
Wings. Yum. With a sweet and spicy barbecue sauce. Baton Rouge beignets. These are the ones that contain alcohol. Right. Oh, this, you're going to love this. Forget, the show's going to end right here for Becky. You get two beignets that get jazzed up with your choice of Bailey's Irish Cream, jazzed Kahlua, up, or Rum Chata.
Oh my gosh, that's like heaven in a beignet.
You get those, I'll get the Scat Cats that are two beignets served with red pepper jelly, pimento cheese, green gratis dressing, and dusted with powdered sugar. There's also an oyster beignet po' boy and sassy Sassagoula sliders, which have fried green tomatoes with pepper jelly, barbecue jackfruit, and slaw pickles, a fish cake with spicy remoulade and arugula. And I've had most of those or sampled some when we were at the meet. So it's actually a super cool place, even just to go listen to some music and get some food in a, I mean, it almost should be considered like a casual dining location.
Yeah, it seems like that, where the sliders is perfect for a small meal. And then you turn around and you get your dessert, which is obviously two or three beignets, because you have to try every single one of the injectables, right? I'm just going to call them injectables. It's like you can have your Kahlua or your Bailey's or your Rum Chata or all three. I mean, you can make a cocktail inside a beignet. Done.
Drop that woman sleeping in the corner, that would be Becky Mankin if you've never seen her before.
It actually sounds really good.
We will go there next time you're there. All right, moving on.
Is it me now?
It is.
Okay, so I got to get rid of my beignets off the list, and the live entertainment is off the list. I think the next one I'm going to go to then is kind of one of my favorite things about some of the resorts is the transportation options, because you have that the riverboat, which is very unique and cool for a moderate resort, being able to take one of the boat transfers to Disney Springs, which I like to be able to do. I think I talked about the buses earlier, where you have the just two. I think there's only two bus stops rather than having 8, 12, or 10 out there too. So I really like that when you have an association with how close you are to Riverside. So pulling all that together, where you have that location that's closer to or close to Riverside, so it's an easy walk over there, so you can actually take advantage of all the transportation options.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you talk about transportation, your feet should be considered transportation, because you can very easily walk over to Riverside. When you stay at French Quarter or Riverside, it really is like getting two resorts in one, because you have access to the amenities and the entertainment at both. I won't even start going down the Yeehaw Bob rabbit hole, because he alone is a reason to go and visit. And I'll piggyback on that, because one of the things I had on my list, Becky, was the Sassagoula River Cruise over to Disney Springs, because you do have access to the Sassagoula, which Sassagoula means, right, Mississippi. It's a Native American word for Mississippi. She's not even paying attention. But you do have a ferry service, not just in between French Quarter and Riverside, but you do get, you have transportation over to Old Key West, as well as Saratoga Springs and Disney Springs. It's complimentary. It's relaxing. It's beautiful. It's so, especially if you can go sort of during golden hour at sunset, it's gorgeous. And you have very, very easy access to and from Disney Springs. You don't have to worry about getting on a bus. I will take water transportation over a bus any day of the week. Plus, it's just, it's, there's something very relaxing about being on the water and seeing the resort, I think, from the water as well, because I think that the boats sort of reflect to a certain degree that those sort of very iconic steam-powered paddle boats that you'd find, you know, on in Louisiana.
And that boat trip, being able to take that, it's like its own attraction, which I love that. If you just want to take the boat to and from and just take a boat ride, that's really, really cool. The same thing you can do at some of the other resorts that have the boat transportation. So that's one of my favorite things about that area.
What does Sassagoula mean?
You weren't paying attention. A river? Oh my God. You Mississippi. Weren't paying attention. I was looking at something.
It is a Choctaw word for Mississippi.
Mississippi.
It's fine. Spell Mississippi.
M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I.
She's reading it.
I'm looking at you. Hello. Unless you have Mississippi, you know, tattooed across your forehead.
That's not where my tattoo. Anyway, let's. Okay, moving on.
Wow.
All right. Since I piggybacked, and clearly we've just lost count of. I mean, we've lost control and lost count. I'm going to mention Doubloon Lagoon, which is the swimming pool located at French Quarter. Like, excuse me, the rest of the resort, it is very much inspired by Mardi Gras. It has a beautiful and unique and fun slide, which looks like a giant sea serpent, whose name is, I should make that the trivia question this week, but I won't. His name is Scales, and you sort of go down through Scales and down his tongue. You can see King Neptune is sort of displayed right on top of Scales' head. There's lots of Mardi Gras characters both in and around and in and around the pool area. There's also a lot of water features and sprays. There's a little aquatic play area that's, it's probably been 7 or 8 years ago, replaced the children's wading pool that has a cool little New Orleans feel to it. There's, you know, soaking water features and little playful areas. There's a hot tub. There's the Mardi Gras pool bar, a perfect place to, again, to relax, you know, after swimming. Don't go into the water until a half hour after you eat. Plus, there's a lot of poolside Life, activities damn. That all the resorts have as well. There's also really, like, one of the things I love about this resort, and I'm going to save this because this is actually one of the things that I have on my list, is the storytelling here, including the story of Scales, is so deep and so intricate. Unfortunately, so lost, but I'll talk more about that when I get to that on my list. But Doubloon Lagoon is and because the resort is small, again, that pool has never seemed or felt crowded to me, no matter how crowded the resort itself may feel.
So I have a question. Is Scales a sea serpent or an alligator?
Scales?
Is a sea serpent, right?
He is a sea serpent.
Well, because he kind of looks alligator-ish.
You've never actually seen an alligator, have you?
Well, in many Florida
never
men
smile
videos.
At a crocodile. It's fine. It doesn't matter. What is next?
I wasn't sure. All right. Next on my list. I have to like skip around a little bit because you've taken a few of mine. How about just the general atmosphere? So I know we talked about the size, but especially at night, or like right when the sun is going down, when the street lights come on, and it just has that really quiet, relaxing feeling just to take a stroll around the area, down by the river. And it's a neat resort to just walk around and take in. So I know that we kind of talked about other pieces of that, but I think that it's so unique when compared to the other resorts. I think it deserves its own bullet point.
And it did. It was actually like number two on my list. And I thought about saving it for last because for me, it is, in addition to the size and yes, the food, it is the biggest attractor. We've talked about my love of New Orleans, but, and it's the reason why I sort of keep referring to it being as almost overlooked, because I think whether you go to a resort maybe to eat, and because there's no, the one thing the resort doesn't have, we'll talk when we get to dining, is there's no table service restaurant. So a lot of times, Becky, unless you're staying at the resort, you don't get a lot of visitors to the resort. You know, you get some people that come in for scat cats, but the design and the atmosphere, I think, like many of the Disney resorts, is transformative and transportive in that it makes you feel like you're in the Quarter. And you, if you pay attention to the details, you see that inspiration of French and Spanish and different areas of American culture. So on one hand, you get that vibrancy of the Quarter with that soft jazz music sort of playing in the background everywhere, which creates such a wonderful yet energetic but not cacophonous kind of mood that sort of mirrors what you see in the city. There's always music playing, right? Whether there's a festival going on or there's street parades or street musicians, music is such an important and integral part of New Orleans culture. I love, love, love the architectural elegance of mm-hmm. this resort. The wrought iron balconies, the colorful facades, the brickwork even is amazing. Like, this is a resort that I think is meant to be strolled through and savored. And yes, you do get some of the sort of the a lot of the on the nose tributes to New Orleans, right? You'll find things like the Mardi Gras themed decorations and the artwork, but you'll also find some more subtle nods to the culture and the heritage, even the street signs. Like, even the street signs mm-hmm. at the resort look like, and the names mirror those that you find in New Orleans. So you'll have Bourbon and Royal and Dauphine Street. And there's a sense of thematic consistency, no matter where you are in this resort. Even you mentioned before the landscaping, it's gorgeous mm-hmm. at night. It is absolutely spectacular at night. And I think that immersion allows you to almost feel like you are walking through the streets of New Orleans. Because it's small, because the street signs are there, it's a very easily navigable resort. I also think if you've never been to New Orleans, I think it's a great introduction to the culture and even the geography of the city, maybe sparking your interest to go and visit. By the way, New Orleans is only about an 8-hour drive, 9-hour drive from Orlando, if you ever felt inspired. But like for me, when I go through, and again, none of the buildings are higher than 3 stories tall. So there's a sense of scale. Good and point. Next time you walk through, look at the wrought iron railings and balconies, right? New Orleans itself is well known for its very intricate metal work that goes back to the 18th and 19th centuries. You could even see a little bit of it on Main Street, USA by the Crystal Art Shop. But there are such elaborate little patterns. Again, no detail, right? The attention to detail is incredible. So you'll see these sort of scrolls and floral motifs and classic New Orleans design that really sort of highlight the craftsmanship and the history that goes into this ironwork. Look at the balconies, look at the railings, look at the lamps, right? Look at how the lamppost and the wrought iron that's used in the lamp. I know it's ridiculous, but these are sort of the things that I love because all this combined, like you mentioned, the landscaping, et cetera, the fountains and the courtyards.
Yeah, the detail. I mean, down to the hitching posts that you find around mm-hmm. the area, which why would you put a hitching post, right, in a resort? But it's that level of detail that's amazing. And the flowers when they're in bloom. And like you said, the gas lamps.
I'm going to explain why there's hitching posts in a little bit. But
we'll move on. Excellent. But I love, you know, the fountains you mentioned, just the whole landscaping is so true to story and so true to theme. I just adore that entire area for the atmosphere.
And as you go through, you'll see that the way the buildings are designed to, especially if you go to some of the outbuildings like 7 or 1, which is sort of farthest from the main building, there are these wonderful little, very serene courtyards, some of which face the Sasagula, that you feel like you are all alone there. Like, and there's a wonderful little fountain in the middle. So it's that serenity that I really love about the resort as well. I mean, would I not be Lou Mangiello if I didn't go to the dining? Is that where I'm supposed to go to next? Or do I say?
You know, you're starting to get down that list, and I'm shocked that it took you this long to get. But I think that you had a little bit of an appetizer with Scat Cat Lounge and the beignets. So that kind of tided you over to get to dining itself.
So this resort, while it does not have a sit-down, and I know for some, especially if you have young kids and you're, you know, maybe you're by yourself and you're pushing a stroller, you got 2 kids, not having a sit down restaurant may be something that you feel is something that's lacking. Remember, Port Orleans with boat rides is literally a short walk away. Mm-hmm. I like the fact that it doesn't, because again, we talked about the intimacy and how quiet the resort is, but there are a number of different dining options. So we talk about Scat Cat's Club, right? So you have the lounge and some of the appetizers that you can get there. I think there's also a mac and cheese. Now that I'm thinking back, I think there was like a little like mac and cheese Trio or something. I clearly, I need to go back into a live dining review of Scat Cats.
Yes. Clearly, which we need to do together because I need beignets with Kahlua.
Oh, my God. I want to quickly just pull off to the side for a second and thank you who's listening. Thank you for letting this be what I get to do for a living. Like, this is wonderful. I'm so excited. So you've got the club, you've got the cafe.
Tax deductible beignets. I mean, come on.
I'm not even thinking about that. Over at the pool bar, there is Mardi Gras, which I don't believe it might have had food at one point, but I don't believe it does. I think it's just some small bar snacks. You can get pizza delivery to your room at night, but the Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory is really where your main dining option is going to be. It serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's quick service, which I dig. I like being able to sort of, you know, come and go without having to commit almost too much time, especially if you're taking a leisurely day at a resort. I love the theming in there. We talked about that Mardi Gras type theming as well. But like I said, they do have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, everything from waffles to omelets to a loaded tacho bowl. Hello?
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Right? Tachos. I'm not kidding.
I still haven't had tachos.
What?
We still haven't had tachos. You're supposed to take me to Hollywood Studios for tachos, and we haven't been there. So,
Becky has never said, you know, I really want to go to a counter service location somewhere that's out in the sun with lots of children. I don't remember you ever saying those words to me. However, you can get the basic, you know, burgers and sandwiches and pizzas and pastas and things like that. But they also have New Orleans-inspired specialties as well. There's a honey barbecue pork sandwich. There's ham and cheese. I believe there's chicken. And they do some limited time seasonal offerings at Sasagula as well. So I really think, like, if I was going or staying, I think I like the food at Scat Cats, especially just in terms of the location and the type of, I think it's the most New Orleans inspired food, but they do have the quick service location there again. And because I sort of almost include Riverside as part of French Quarter, because it is so close, you do have Boatwright's dining hall and the other quick service location at your disposal as well.
And it's so close, it almost seems like you do have a sit-down restaurant within that resort, even though it's a separate resort technically. So totally agree. Next, I guess.
That's you.
Is that unless you want to spend some more time on dining, because again, we know you.
Wait, I did just really, I do want to take it because I just checked Mardi Gras because they do have food again. So I know for what, so they have chicken salad sandwich, ham and cheese sandwich, Caesar salad. I'm not sure what that salad thing is, and a pretzel with cheese sauce. I never met a pretzel and cheese sauce I didn't like.
Ooh, that sounds good too.
I'm famished, by the way.
No, thank you for doing this before lunch. I really, really appreciate that, just so you know.
That's my secret, Becky. I'm always famished. Go ahead.
Next up, I'm going to do a very blanket activities. Mm-hmm. Because at this resort, especially for a moderate, they have a lot of options that you technically find more at deluxes than you find at the moderate resorts, which I think this is fantastic because you have everything from bike rentals and fishing from there and boat rentals, a beautiful jogging path for those who partake, which I know that a lot of people are looking for those really nice walking paths and jogging trails to get their steps in. I'm not going to.
We're not going to judge those people.
We're not going to judge. Absolutely. Campfires and movies under the stars, which they have at, you know, many of the resorts. But the one thing that I really love is the horse-drawn carriages, which you get at Port Orleans French Quarter, which are, it's romantic and a unique activity that you can do with your loved one or your family. And I just absolutely love the fact that you have that evening stroll or that evening horse-drawn carriage ride around the property.
So I had the activities, and they actually had the horse-drawn carriage rides broken out separately, because I think this is one of the most overlooked experiences in Walt Disney. I think, you know, we hear about some of the special things that you can do if you want to celebrate a special occasion. You can take a, you know, you can do a fireworks cruise and things like that. I think a lot of people don't, again, especially if you're not staying here, you don't think about the horse-drawn carriage ride. Yes, you can do it at Fort Wilderness. You can also do it from Riverside. But again, especially here, because the resort is primarily occupied by guests who are staying there and not people sort of coming in and out. I think this is not just a romantic, but a nice family thing to do as well, especially if you can do it at sunset. It's $65. I think they last about a half hour or so. You can book them. I think it's 2 months out. I think it's 60 days. And it's just this slow, quiet, sort of meandering carriage ride along the banks of the Sastagula River. You see the architecture. You see the grounds in a way that you don't have to worry about sort of walking through. You can fit four people in it, so you can bring, you know, the whole family. You can bring small children, too. The horses are beautiful. Usually, the driver will let you sort of take pictures. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh. I know that I look. That really scares me when I see that look.
Maybe, maybe this week or next week, maybe I'll do the live show from Port Orleans and take you on a carriage ride with me
that'd
live.
Be so much fun.
So you can see it.
With a beignet in hand. You're going to have a beignet in one hand, the camera in the other.
We'll explore the resort. That's what I think we're going to do. To tie into this episode, we'll explore the resort. We'll check out Scat Cats, and then maybe we'll take a little romantic carriage ride. I'll have a little me party and do a romantic carriage ride for one.
With you and a few hundred or a small thousand people in the carriage
yes.
with you.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. This is my favorite
I'm
show
glad
ever.
That we could plan out your shows ahead of time because I know how difficult that could be for you.
I had the activities on there as well, and I think you're right. And I think, Becky, unless you've stayed at the resorts, so it used to be that when you walked in, you used to get like the Sastagula Times. We'll talk about this, like this whole newspaper that had a list of activities. I think sometimes people were so spending so much time looking at our phone that we forget to sort of go and look at the papers and see what that, because they do have, they have a running and a walking trail. They do fun runs. I believe they do them every week, on the week. I think on Sunday mornings, they do fun runs that may or may not end with beignets.
Ooh, that's
because
see,
usually
that
I just
might,
have them at beignets.
Give me like, to run.
Well, you know, you can have beignets without actually running.
True.
That's the secret. Like many of the resorts, there's movies under the stars. They usually do tons of activities out by the pool, but they also do some really cool seasonal events there. So during Mardi Gras, they have special decorations, activities. Usually there's a parade. I think they still do the golf cart, a little like mini golf cart Mardi Gras parades. I think they also have king cake. And if you've never had king cake in New Orleans, it's amazing, and it's something that's served only during Mardi Gras. I also believe they do, I think we do a lot of activities around Easter, as well as certainly around Christmas time as well. They've got the campfire activities, lots of arts and crafts. There's also, you know, there's a lot, and I don't want to even say that's crammed into this resort because it does not feel crowded or cramped at all. It's relatively sprawling for the number of rooms that are there. Like any resort, you know, you sort of choose your own adventure and how you want to enjoy the resort. But I love the fact that there's things for adults and kids and families and couples and individuals, whatever sort of, you know, whatever your sort of fancy is, there's something there for you.
I completely agree. I love this resort, and now I'm jealous that I'm not going to be there Wednesday so that I can go and partake in the activities that you've just like laid out for Wednesday. I think that that would be a lot of fun. Again, Disney does such a great job with not only having the theme parks, right, to go and play in all day, but at resorts like this where they have so many activities for the families to enjoy, you don't even really need to have the theme park ticket every single day because there's so much to do with the resort itself. And this just kind of lends itself to the fact that you can stay there, enjoy the pool, have a wonderful horse-drawn carriage ride, eat, drink, be merry, all at this wonderful, quiet, peaceful, little charming resort.
Yeah. And, you know, the last thing I'll have on my list is it's almost sort of a little bit of a lost add-on, right? It's a lost, because I think there's a little bit of a lost backstory to the resorts. And it's one of the things, Beck, I think that has sort of diminished over time because, you know, in the That's what he's like. I think as new resorts were being built and in the 80s, 90s, there was a lot of attention that was paid to storylines. I think Wilderness Lodge is a great example. I don't know the show number off the top of my head, but Jim Corcus, the late, great Jim Corcus, and I spent a lot of time talking about the history and the backstory of that resort. And here was another one that's been really lost over time, because originally these sort of twin sister resorts were Port Orleans and Dixie Landings, right? Before it was French Quarter and Riverside, it was the Port Orleans was its own resort, and then Dixie Landings was the other. And they created this beautifully rich, detailed tapestry of fictional history that began like in the 1700s with the founding of the resorts by French settlers. And I'm going to mispronounce these names, but it was Pierre Dior and Philippe Lien, which sort of they combined these names to Port Orleans, and that's how it became Port Orleans. They craft this history talking about how this area was sold to the Spanish in the late 1700s, and they established the Dixie Landings further up the Sassacool River by, you know, Jonathan Colby Peace. So it went into a lot of detail. There was a fictional history crafted with all of these different characters that was detailed in a newspaper that they used to hand out called the Sassagoula Sentinel and the Sassagoula Times. And once the resorts merged in 2001, for a variety of reasons, in addition to getting rid of the negative connotations associated with the word Dixie itself. So Dixie Landing was merged into Port Orleans to become Riverside. And I think a lot of this story, unfortunately, got lost. Yes, they still do have, I believe the Sassagoula Times is what they still hand out when you check in. You could probably still get a copy if you walk up to the front desk. But a lot of that storyline was lost. So you were talking before about scales. They created this huge backstory for a water slide, right? The story of scales began with the Native American exploration and explanation of how the Sassagoula River itself formed. To prevent the sea from consuming the waters, the river split into 1,000 little small rivers that created this delta. And in order to prevent kids from some of the dangers in the bayou, like alligators and snakes, parents concocted this whole story about scales, which was this creature that dwelled beneath the waters of the swamp that would prey on kids if they got too close to the waters. Oh, so it was designed it was a folktale, right? That parents had created. And then as, you know, kids started to sort of doubt the existence of scales, some of the parents decided to sort of bring this myth to life, and they constructed this large sea serpent from, you know, fence wire and painted it all these different colors. And that makeshift serpent is what ended up becoming scales.
Wow.
I probably butchered that story a lot because I don't have all the details in front of me, but what I mean is,
good to
they
know.
Create a water slide, but they create this legend that's behind it. And that's one of the things that I think sadly gets lost, right? Because there is no great big book of Imagineering. You don't necessarily know to think to ask somebody. And I'm not sure that all the cast members there might know all of these stories anymore. And that's why I loved having Jim on the show, because he especially was able to really keep a lot of those stories alive.
I was going to say, he was a walking encyclopedia of all of that detail. and truly miss him, that's for sure.
Did you have anything else on your list?
Yeah, I do have one other. And it's just the fact that the resort offers so much at a moderate price. So you have a lot of room options, from a standard view to a garden view to the river view. They are about 314 square feet. You can get a king size bed for two or two queen beds that sleep four. And that resort, of course, has a maximum of four for the two queen beds. But it is a moderate resort, therefore it's coming at a moderate price. So you can still enjoy a Walt Disney World vacation without blowing out the budget.
Yeah. And I think this resort is and should be attractive, whether you are going as a family or even like as a solo traveler too. And I love where this sits, like you said, budget wise, because I think you could have, you don't need to stay at a deluxe resort to have a truly magical, immersive, well-themed, well-fed experience at any of the resorts. Mm-hmm. And I think it's, like I said, I think this resort is one of my favorites because it is unique in terms of its size, in terms of its theming and location, location, location. I think it's great. You're super close to Magic Kingdom. You're super close to Epcot. You've got the Sasagula River in order to get to Disney Springs. And obviously you have the bus transportation as well. Anything else? Is there anything else you missed? Anything else?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. There were several things, like I said, that I had bullet points that we rolled into each other. But I guess the only other thing is if you could actually visit Port Orleans, French Quarter, at Mardi Gras itself, how cool would that be? Because I know that they do have some special things that happen during that time. Just some, you know, really cool entertainment options, a little parade here or there. And then, of course, just being in that whole entire atmosphere, if you can't be in New Orleans itself, that's a good second option.
And I wonder, Becky, with the opening of Tiana's Bayou Adventure coming very, very soon, how much more is this resort going to be on the radar of people that, like me, not just love New Orleans, I love, love, love Princess and the Frog. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a lot of connective tissue between this resort and Riverside as well. I think not even as much as here and that new attraction that's opening up this summer in Magic Kingdom.
Well, I think that there's all kinds of excuses to book your trip and stay at French Quarter, isn't there, with all of this coming? And I'm with you. I that's one of the reasons I think why we love Disney Cruise Line so much is that addition of Tiana's place. Mm-hmm. I love the music. I love just that whole storyline and to be able to envelop yourself in that story, either on sea or on land, is a really, really cool option.
I want to book myself a little steak. Wait.
Oh, no. Here he goes.
Oh, my gosh. Again. Instead of calling Becky Mankin from Mouse Fan Travel, I could just tell Becky Mankin, maybe I want to do like a one day staycation there. I can show off the resort and the rooms and the food and do the carriage ride and the Sasagula all in one. It's a win-win-win for everybody.
I'm pulling up the booking engine now.
Well, if you are interested or want to learn more about Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter Resort, you can certainly reach out to Mouse Fan Travel because Becky and her amazing team of travel advisors can help answer any and all questions that maybe we didn't cover on this. And certainly if you have any more questions, you could post them over in the clubhouse. You can email me, lou@wwradio.com, or call the voicemail at 407-900-9391. And of course, if you want to go and visit New Orleans in French Quarter or the French Quarter in New Orleans, please go and visit mousefantravel.com for their fee-free travel services that can help get you wherever you want to go and make sure your memories are magic. Beignet time.
Yum.
Pumpkin spice beignets. Pumpkin spice beignets, I think, was your favorite part of this entire segment.
That was so cool and surprising. However, just remember you can't wear a dark shirt. That's the problem. You got to have like a white shirt when you eat beignets.
That's why.
Because it doesn't show that you've like scarfed them down so fast and powder.
Becky, this is why I bring a bib with me everywhere I go just in case anyway. So
yeah, but that powdered sugar like flies to your shoulders. I don't think a bib's going to do it. You need like a poncho.
We need, you know, and I have an idea. I think I told you. What? I didn't tell you what it is. Next, I have an idea for a future New Orleans group trip.
You've told me that several times, but you never tell me the details. So we can never do anything about it.
Write this down. Next time we talk, we're gonna put this on the books. Group trip to New Orleans.
Beignets.
New Orleans is best enjoyed when you do it with friends and family.
Beignets with Bailey's.
And calm down.
Beignets with Bailey's and Kahlua. Yum.
I need to stop this madness.
Thank you.
So are you the Walt Disney World trivia expert? Are you the person in your family that knows everything there is about the parks, resorts, and dining? Do you find yourself singing along to the songs and quoting lines from every single attraction? It might just be me. If you answered yes to any or all these, I invite you to enter our Walt Disney World Trivia Question of the Week contest, where you can enter for a chance to win a Disney prize package. And this week's trivia contest is once again brought to you by you. I'm serious, because as part of the WDW Radio Nation, you become an important part of every episode, live show, and community. And for as little as a dollar per month, not only do you help support the show, but you also unlock exclusive rewards like monthly scavenger hunts and group calls, private community access, and monthly surprise care packages from the parks. Plus, your contribution helps our Dream Team project, which sends children with life-threatening illnesses to Walt Disney World through Make-A-Wish, and thanks to you and your generosity, we've raised more than $550,000 so far, and I'm just incredibly grateful for your support and your friendship and your help and your love, and I love being able to give back to you each and every month. I want to thank some new and longtime members of the Nation family, including Mary Purvis, Kiki Holt, Amanda Bordwine, Faye Edmondson, and Matthew Woolley. If you want to learn more and join the Nation, you can visit wdwradio.com/support. Now, before we get to this week's question, let's go back, review last week's, and select our winner. So last week I asked you simply, where in Walt Disney World can or could you sail the River of Time? And let me start by saying that the background music from this attraction was one of my favorites in Epcot Center. And if you know, you know, and you got it correct, you know that the answer is El Rio del Tiempo, which I believe means the River of Time. This original opening day attraction within the Mexico Pavilion and World Showcase took us on a captivating journey through Mexico's historical and mythical and scenic vistas with not one but two songs crafted by Exitencio and Armando Corral. In January 2007, El Rio del Tiempo underwent a significant transformation, closing its doors and then reopening as the Grand Fiesta Tour, starring not one, not two, but all three Caballeros. Anyway, I took all the correct entries, randomly selected one. Last week, you were playing for a WDW Radio 3D keychain, stickers, a pin, and a mystery prize. And last week's winner, randomly selected, is Pete Nell. So Pete, congratulations. I will get your prize package out to you right away. And if you entered last week and didn't win, that's okay, because here's your next chance to enter in this week's Walt Disney World Trivia Challenge. We're going to stay at Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter Resort this week, because I want you to tell me, what was the name of the original, now closed, table service restaurant located at Disney's Port Orleans French Quarter Resort? You have until Sunday, April 7th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern to go to wdwradio.com. Click the link for this week's podcast. Use the form there. And again, you're going to play for a keychain, a pin, stickers, and a mystery prize. So good luck and have fun. Huge, huge thanks to you for tuning in again this week. I know how valuable your time is. I appreciate you spending and sharing it with me. Quickly before you go, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Port Orleans French Quarter again. Come be part of the community and conversation over in the clubhouse. And check out the events tab there or on the WDW Radio page on Facebook for our in-person events, meets of the month, cruises, and more. We have our October cruise on the Disney Magic, Halloween on the High Seas to Lighthouse Point, Disney's new private island destination, and our cruise on the Disney Treasure in February. Plus, we have an interest list open for our Adventures by Disney to Japan in 2025. If you like the show, and I hope that you do, please rate and review the show over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Leave a review and share the show and tell a friend. And speaking of friends, we are friends, whether we have met yet or not, and I sincerely appreciate you tuning in this and every week. If there's ever anything I can do for you, please reach out to me and let me know. Don't forget to choose the good and have a great day and even better tomorrow. I love and appreciate you. Thank you again. See you soon.